You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Sponsored by
Boutique Infinity, Tan and Salon, top of the White Rock Road, best sun bed shop in the Northern Hemisphere.
I can barely see you. Yeah, we're like here.
What was that? See the Girl podcast you done?
Aye.
Is she from Derry?
Aye.
So it was handy one for you?
See, to be honest, I was never really into doing sort of podcasts. It was just like, people ask you, do you want to come on? You're like, I do for a bit of crack.
So,
I was 100%.
You.
See out there. Can you control the volume of the mic?
Yeah.
So you probably know more.
They're a while loud. They're sounding wild loud. Is that my one there?
I turn them up as well afterwards because sometimes
out there, that's peaking. They're hitting the peaks. Like it's usually like.
Because you'll hear the frequency and you'll hear the muzzle. When I put the noise gate on it and then turn it down a wee bit, I end up having to turn it up sometimes. His mouth doesn't be close to the fucking mic.
I know. It's me. I'm trying to improve every week.
That's it, lad. That's all it is. Trying to get better every time.
Yeah, I actually seen you pop up my TikTok, and when I clicked on your profile,
aye.
I think you had 10k or something, but it wasn't that long ago, and then I clicked on it today, and you're 22k.
That's Burr. Madness, aye. I've sort of found like a wee, we've seen, you know, what's up when it works, so home works. Like, for example, right, one of the first videos I did was, I put up a video of me singing Caledonia, and I went, I know it's song Scottish, but it almost feels Irish. Didn't even realise what I was doing. And that song went, boom, 100K views. Fuck. And then I was like, right, all the Scottish were coming underneath it. Oh, you can share it, no bother. But then there's ones going, nah, fucking leave it alone. Then it was Celtic Rangers. It was all this. So what I realised was whenever, and then I did a song recently, Wild Mountain Time. I just stuck it up, me singing it. Didn't even get anywhere near the same with the views. But then I did one then the other day. I know a song Scottish, but Canary shared. Boom, sang Wild Mountain Time, it's called. Same thing, loads of views, loads of comments. So it's about knowing how to trigger people.
If people are comment, like see if people are fighting on your video, it's good for you.
It's good engagement, good for the algorithm. But what I noticed was just using me simple things. Because I was putting up singing videos, and when people don't connect me, they're like, oh, he's a good singer, but they scroll on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how good you are, I think, anyway.
Your engagement has to be top tier. So
100%. But even still now, I'm still in the early stages, and I'm throwing up singing videos, and some of them might do well, and some of them doesn't. But it's just, no one
well, you have the whole face thing going on, but you know what I mean, Jordan?
What's happening?
You look like a pop star, man.
I'm 30 years of age. I've three kids in the house, and I'm all, well,
I don't give a fuck.
Am I done? Let me tell you, I'm a dad. You know what I mean?
Well, like, still, I see when you're scrolling down, you see a nice wee face.
He's trying to write me after that. He's trying to fucking stop me coaxing all of this.
I've seen people come in, we schmooze them.
So, for anyone watching, wonder why we're Rainbow Slice is, he's at the Celtic Rangers match, and John White put his big boy boots on and he's helping us out today.
Gavin has me at gunpoint.
Is he a Ranger or a Celtic man?
He's a Celtic man.
I don't know.
And they were so big, really?
He's had a bad day,
Is he a Liverpool man too?
No, who doesn't?
He is a Liverpool man, mate.
Is he?
No, he is, alright.
Oh, fuck off.
That's a bad old day.
He'd be in the bag, alright?
No, I definitely will.
Aye, jump off that boat, mate.
Fuck off, he'll have a bit of crack no matter where he is, so he will. Well, who do you support now?
He's Liverpool.
Well, that's a bad day for me here.
Are you
bad
back,
week.
Are you going back to Derry tonight?
Aye.
You were on Britain's. You were Britain's Got Talent.
How'd that go for you?
Lad, that was mental. See, coming from
What judges was on when you went?
Simon Cowell, Amanda Holden, Alicia Dixon, and David Williams.
David Williams, good crack.
The only boy from Little Britain.
Yeah,
I know who. I know them all.
I was good crack.
Is it intimidating?
Well, I was 18. You know what I mean? So
I can remember that all over the paper.
It's a long time ago, lad. So you know you're coming on, and it's like nothing you've ever experienced in your life.
Yeah.
Because us from being here, we don't get the experience that. Whereas when you're in England, you probably have more opportunities growing up. Whereas here, you don't. You know what I mean? If you want an opportunity, you're probably in the opera house, fucking doing some, you know, show panto or something. Like that's probably the biggest that it would be. You're not going to be supporting someone in the SSD arena.
Nah.
The stage is massive.
100%. Like when I went on the audition, like I was playing in front of a full theater of people. It was like nothing I'd ever done before.
So see when you're just like, auditioning for something like that, are you not put on front of like wee side gigs first before you get to see the judges? Or
it's not. So what happens is they were actually doing it in Belfast and Halton, and I had done it before a couple of years before. Never got through, and I thought woke up and have a and try it out. Like showed up with my friend. Got onto the Halton High, and I did it in Liverpool. It was rammed with people. Like, I mean, the whole way around this. Never mind, it was called the M&S Bank Arena now, but it was called the Echo, Liverpool Echo, I think it was called the arena. And they were queued the whole way around it. We stood there all day just to get through to a producer. They get told, you know, well, sure, we'll give you a shout in a couple months. Whereas in Belfast, there wasn't as many people. So maybe it made me look better.
Yep. You
know what I mean? Getting on there and there not being as many people. And I went up and they, couple of months later they gave me a shout. But there was a whole thing. A girl from Simon Cowell's record label had messaged me as well before. She wanted me on the show.
On Britain's Got Talent?
Aye, and then she found out I'd auditioned already through the TV shows, which they couldn't put me on it. It's all very...
A lot of it's like set up the fuck. Like, there was a guy on this podcast and they reached out to him to audition. It hasn't come out yet, so I don't know if he went on or not, so I can't say.
Right.
But
is he a singer?
But it wouldn't take a long audition for them, you'll know who it is. But he's like millions of followers on TikTok. But he told us off camera he was going to be on it, but because it hasn't come out yet, I don't know.
Britain's Got Talent.
But they reached out to him. I think they might reach out to people who are big following to help boost their views.
100%. But this is where you get this is a bit of a problem, right? Because a lot of young people, I have a recording studio in Derry, and a lot of young people come through and like, well, what do you think about talent shows? You know, maybe I think I'm doing it. See, if you're building a platform on TikTok, you'll have a bit more of a pull than anybody else. But also, you go on them shows and you're just known. Like, for fucking 10, 11 years of my life, all I've ever... And it's not even fucking Britain's Got Talent. They were like, you're a man that was on the X Factor. I can't call the one night. She was all, you the boy that was on Pop Idol. Pop Idol? I was about fucking sex on Pop Idol. Do you know what I mean? So,
do you still get it now?
Everyone gets the wrong hang on them. People argue with me. Oh, you were definitely on the X Factor. And I'm like, I was on Britain's Got Talent. No, you were on it, and I'm like, I would fucking know.
X Factor the second one, why did you choose Britain's Got Talent?
It just came first. Yeah. It was the one that came at that time we went and done it. It just happened. No regrets, but what I'm saying is, you know, they'll bring somebody on the show, but then once you go on there, you're always known as a gear man that was on Britain's Got Talent. I mean, whereas now what I'm doing on TikTok, I'm trying to get away from what? Trying to release music to try and become your man that released that song. That's fucking cracker.
Have you had much hits with your own songs? Like?
I have a fuck, no.
Nah.
I saw you were doing a wee show last night on your TikTok live. It was lethal.
Well, look, I don't know if you know, but I drank for about 16 years of my life. I was an addict. Jesus.
Is that because, excuse me, you just went off the face of the earth after sort of.
I was partying a lot. I was in Belfast a lot. Like, I'd have been boxed. I'd have been.
I was
with students just eating wingers like.
Uh-huh.
I remember one night I passed out the floor. I didn't know if I was ever going to wake up again. Like, I was beat. Like,
ooh.
But yeah, I had to go through all that because I had to learn. Do you know what I mean?
After the fame?
Well, I would say maybe about 6 months, maybe about a year after. I was partying flat. Like, because what happens is straight afterwards, I was flying. Like, I was making a fortune of money.
You would,
yeah. I was doing a lot of big gigs. I supported JLS in the Newry Gaelic Stadium. I was doing a lot of, but I was getting paid serious though. And right. I was just squandering it. Like,
But mate, you're young.
I know, but at that age too, and I think, like, I'd have a guy managing me, but if I had someone that was properly clued on, knew what they were at. But again, I don't think back then I know anybody could have managed me. I was away a bit. Like, I'll tell you a funny story, right? I went on and put my bank card. We were in Victoria Square. My old manager was from Belfast. His name was Chris Hughes. And I came up 34 grand. I was like, What?
What was that for?
Just from doing gigs, but I didn't know really what I was making half a time because it was just I was just doing the gigs. Like
a lot of people say, like I don't know what I was making at the time. Where
well, I was going to my bank and I never had my bank card.
See your manager would. Is he still your manager? No, right. Was he much was he making? Do you know?
He was making 20% of everything I made.
Was he?
No, it's not too bad.
And then probably an couple grants as well.
What are you hearing? Are we
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
We were going to the JDN, and I was like, I need a pair of shoes. And he was like, I was grand, so I got two, and I said, I just give me two pairs of shoes. And he was like, you're not, I wasn't going to buy two pairs of shoes. I just wanted to try it to the money. He goes, you're not fucking buying two pairs of shoes now. When is that fucking right? I went and spent a grand on fucking duffer gear. Lovely. Duffer.
Remember it? Oh, I remember that stuff.
Went and spent a grand on that. He was like, for keep and then he was like, my dad, here, you need, I can't control this boy. He's fucking off our heels. He's spending money there. And that's just the way
be,
it was.
You could be buying worse things, mate. Like, I, probably well, were, to be I, fair. Like,
I ended up where's the Holy Land?
Well, that's what happened then. So, the reason why like I'm only back on doing stuff is because I'm sober 19 months. So
congratulations. Sober,
I was like 17 stone.
I was going to have you a beer or mate too, but
I keep one in the fridge for you now, but we'll give you a Coke or a water instead.
Don't drink, lad.
So is that you off it for good? Like
never, forever, that.
Is it?
I was a madman. I was sitting on my own blasting. I have a recording studio. Was saying I've been sitting on there telling the wife, I'm going on here to write a song. I'm sitting on there day 9 in the morning, blasting on my own.
Great.
Smoking. A place fucking...
Have you yet to pull a hit out of like what you've wrote on AM nights?
Well, no, see, to be honest, hey, when I was writing, like, I've wrote good songs, but the thing is, a hit is not really, like, if I wrote the best song in the world now and released it, it would never do nothing because who's going to fucking hear it?
Yeah.
So you have to build up that. Like, all the songs that you hear, I'm pretty sure there's people that wrote them have wrote better songs than the song it's a hit, but it's just at that moment that song's going to hit, so...
You can't really predict that, can you?
But chance.
You just sit there now, you check me out like what a month or so ago, it was 10,000. It's building and building and building. So what I'm doing is going to release cover after cover, release song after song, until I have a song written and it's a fucking cracker. I was going to play it here today, but I forgot my guitar.
On purpose?
No, I didn't. I left it at the car and the muscles away with it. I'm building up that, and then once that happens, once I have enough of a following.
You feel it when you feel it, like you'll exactly. Know it. Aye. You'll know.
But
when
I played
it
in my lives, and everyone seems to enjoy it.
So. Mate, but see, like, see, even on TikTok, for someone has been, you know how, like, your stuff's like, it looks like someone that knows what the fuck they're doing. Like, it's always bright, aye, it's always engaging, it's always good
aye
content you're putting out. It's not like just like someone who doesn't know what it is, you know what I mean?
I was scrolling through my page one day, and everything was like, me just fucking on your face. And I was like, right, maybe that's why it's working, because it was just like, today I'm doing this, or bah, and it was like, that's a wee bit, bleh, but it works.
Consistency?
That's it. It's complete consistency.
People see.
And there's days it doesn't work. There's days I put someone up and I might get a couple thousand views and you go, Gavin, that didn't work.
But that's just TikTok, yeah.
It doesn't mean the content shit. It's just probably bad time. See, what happens is the first couple of viewers of your content, if they don't engage properly,
then you're pushed out.
Then you're fucked. So it could be the best video of me singing
like,
ever.
I think it's like one, you got like one mark for like a full watch. If it's like, you get two, and if it's a rewatch, you get three, and if someone shares it, you get four.
Do you know the big one's a copy link? Say if they go down and hit share, and then they repost it, you can copy the link, which means then, as TikTok sees that as you taking the link and taking someone off the app and putting it somewhere else, even if you don't share the link somewhere else, it makes them think, right, well, you're bringing more people to the app.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's good. So anyone watching, sure, as you work on YouTube as well.
I only learned that out there. And you have to leave a comment with five words. That's who's in. It's not a spam comment.
But it's class hard. Right? I think each people like here, social media creators become savants at like marketing in a way. Like you just learned that yourself. You'll take that forward in whatever you do.
And it's all about years and years and years learning. You're sitting there and everything looks so professional. That's because of years and years and years of just learning wee things and putting it all together.
Do you have a job or are you a full-time singer?
No, I was a full-time singer and I stopped gigging. I have a recording studio, but I do stuff on Amazon. You ever hear your man Darren Campbell? He's got a lot of stuff about him.
Did you do this course?
I
actually sold on Amazon. I was doing FBA on it. Way before him, mate. I had like a Filipino and all working for me, doing like sourcing my stuff and all, mate.
Unreal. And, what happened?
What did happen? I go into these phases of doing these things and then I just get fed up. But I mean, it was FBA. So online arbitrage. So it was like you buy something from Argos for a tenner and then it's selling for 20 on Amazon. By the time you get it, so you go on. There was a day in Smith's. It was a Godzilla toy, right? Do you know what Godzilla is?
No. Who the fuck doesn't know what Godzilla is?
Right, well, anyway. So in Smith's, in the whole of Northern Ireland, all our Smith's had fucking like 10 in every shop, but the whole of the UK was sold out. And they were selling, like, you buy them for 25, they were selling for 50 on Amazon. So I was like, and you can tell how fast they're selling. You know the way the rank works. It's like, you can tell, like, as soon as they hit the warehouse, they're going to go. So I went around one day and like I bought every single one. My kids in the room was just all stacked up. I shipped them all in. And that day, when they hit the warehouse, they went and I made a killing on that day. But see as it went on, I end up like buying stuff that what do you call someone who works online for you? Is it PA or?
What is it?
A virtual assistant. VA, that's what she was. So I was paying her. She was trained the source. She was trained to like find stuff that are selling for more on Amazon, but you can buy them locally. So she was my VA, and by the time I bought it and sent it in the warehouse, the fucking price had just dropped. I was losing money every time, and then eventually it was like just losing money, and I was just going, fuck this.
The thing is, right, see what you were doing, that's more drop shipping. So I know it's still FBA, but so what I was doing was you were building a brand, right? So I found a product. So in America, it's another thing too. Selling in America is a lot better than selling
here. That's harder to do,
but not necessarily, but they've got a bigger market. So I'm doing teak shower benches, right? A shower seat. So it's a teak wooden shower seat, right? And you're thinking, what the fuck's that? But the reason why it works is because the niche, there's about an average of 25,000 monthly sales in that niche, right? But they're all big competitors. They're all big brands, but they're just selling on Amazon to get more fucking money in. So whenever I find that, they're not going to be looking at me because they don't give a fuck. They're a big brand, but all they're doing is just selling their products in there. I differentiated the product, made it a wee bit curvier, had handles on it. So what happens then is whenever you have a product that's actually something that you've created, like I did 33 grand in sales in the first 3 months.
Class.
But it's ran out of stock. But once I get it restocked, and I had to find a new supplier, it was a bit of shit.
Is that how you're making dough, is it?
I haven't made fuck all. And the reason being is because the supplier fucked me. He packaged it wrong. But it was my fault too. I rushed
bastard.
But the thing is, it'd be even worse if the product didn't sell. I'd be going, fuck me, what am I doing? But it does sell. So it's about getting that back on, but see what you're doing. You're the drop shipping, you're chasing each time. What's the next trend? And having that virtual assistant's good, but as you say, you'll lose money and you'll whatever.
That's how to pay her to you as well.
See what I'm saying? But see if you had a product that you came up with and you made your
100%,
own. 100%. Then you can bank on it. So whenever you put it back on the stock, it's selling and selling and selling.
A lot of Emmons were, like a lot of people were doing, they were just buying from wholesale. So like you're getting it for rock bottom price.
Aye.
And even if you're like breaking even, you're still not losing money.
Nice wee packaging, does everything.
But Amazon packages it. Amazon, you send it to Amazon. The way Amazon work is how they're able to buy stuff on Prime is like someone like me buy whatever it is, ship it in, they set it on their shelves, and then when someone buys it, they pick it off their shelves because it's in their warehouse and the vans will go out with the next day. That's how Prime works. People think Prime, like, you buy it off a seller somewhere like eBay. It's not. Amazon is a big warehouse that they have a ring sitting ready waiting. As soon as you order it, they pack it.
See, that's one of the things that helped me because a lot of my seats were even broken. So a lot of customers were thinking it was Amazon that was breaking them. Oh, not me.
Well, probably, was it you?
It was a fucking supplier. See, because I'm green date, so I'm going on thinking, right, then he's telling me the package is perfect, it's great. Fucking, I went through Alibaba to try and get a refund too, and they only gave me like $1,200 back.
Alibaba? Fuck, no wonder, mate. Sure, they don't even speak English.
No,
nuts.
They don't speak it. Yeah. Alibaba was a worldwide company, man.
Well,
man.
I thought it was in China.
They deal with the Chinese, but it's worldwide. Like, they have everybody.
Is it?
I mean, everybody in the corner of the world trying to get people. So say somebody in Italy wants to buy something from, because everything comes out of China, man. Yep. You know, so you're dealing with the supply. Basically, it's getting the people in China, the factories, straight to the people who want to buy from them. So instead, you know, they're like a middleman, basically.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Cut the fucking middle man out. Supplying the man. Fucking, that's it.
But I'm not going to fucking China on it by Telly.
No, I suppose.
My missus will be going, where the fuck are you going?
Your missus from Brazil, isn't she?
Yeah,
how'd you meet her?
Dungan.
So
that's like Shaggy having his missus from, where is it? He's from Dungan or like Dungan or something.
Shaggy is
already. Shaggy literally mad his message from down south and he comes over here.
I've seen that.
Oh, Dungallon, was it?
I swear to fuck, oh, somewhere
no,
like
it
that.
Is. It's somewhere like in like somewhere.
Shaggy's
message.
Fucking yeah. Wasn't me.
Yep. Yeah, he has messages from here.
Comes over here every summer in caravans around Ireland.
No way.
Swear to fuck.
What? She in holiday or something?
Or no. Melina moved here when she was young. Her mother married an Irishman and moved here.
What part of Brazil?
Rio de Janeiro.
Is that right? Have you been over?
Lovely. No.
Fuck me, Brad.
She grew up in the favelas.
Did she?
Class.
Here, that's me. That's
she's an AK-47. They're fucking gaff over
so
it.
So
yeah. Oh, well, fuck him, Melina.
Don't tell anybody.
Here, so have you met? You've obviously met all the judges, like personally, like or.
Oh, aye.
Does you know what Simon like?
Sound.
It's intimidating, like when you meet him. Like,
is he? Tells
of course, it, like yeah. You know, we see him on TV. Of course, it's not intimidating. It's more like been hanging out with Simon.
Is he gay?
No, I don't think he's gay, no.
Nah.
Seems it, though.
It does.
No, I don't think he's gay.
His belly button and all, he's...
No, I don't think he's gay. I think, like, I've definitely seen a few others that probably would be gay, like, but not...
On that panel, like?
No, not
your
panel,
man,
no,
Dave is gay, isn't he?
No, he's... I don't think he is.
He always fancies fellas and all when they take her tops
off. But I think that's a persona.
Is that Matt Lucas is gay? Definitely. It's David Williams, but Matt Lucas is.
Is Matt Lucas gay? I think he is, actually. I think he is, aye.
So, she wants you...
Are you looking to get a fucking ride or what?
No, oh, I'm not going to bang a hold of him, huh? But here, she wants you leave that, do they just take Nam to Doobie? Like, or do...
Do you get messages?
What ways does show work?
Funny enough, do you ever mind the dog that came on? Ashley and Pudsey, remember? We get
one dog, right? They won it, didn't they?
She
won it the year you were on?
Attraction, they were called. They were Shadow Announcers. See, nobody fucking remembers.
No, I do. I think I can remember them as well.
They did, like, a whole patriotic thing. They were fucking laughing at you.
They shouldn't allow that. Did you see even America's Got Talent? There was some kid from Manchester. I was like, that's weird.
It's mad. Like, I was sitting chatting there, man. I thought it's in the night of final. And I was going, I use your brilliant one. He's going, oh, yeah. And I goes, oh, you're fucking JT. He's
a cheeky bastard.
Didn't have a fucking clue what I was saying, but probably couldn't understand me anyway because I'm fucking derelict. They couldn't speak English.
No, they couldn't
even, like, a lot of them couldn't speak English.
Who are we talking about here?
The people of Wombrin's Got Talent that year.
They were like
Attraction?
I've
never heard of them since the day
in
our.
They were all black, weren't they? And it done like, was it shadow stuff or something?
Aye, that's what we'll say. They created like a patcher on
did
screen.
You got the final?
I got the final.
Did you?
So a shitty shadow puppet.
Did you get money for getting the final?
No.
Bastards. Mm-hmm.
You make a lot of money after, but you don't get money from the show now.
Yeah.
You get a lot of free things where they give you clothes and all. They actually, I give them a guitar and I lost them.
How'd you do that?
Do you lose a guitar?
Don't know. I think somebody stole it. Hey, it was a 4.5 grand guitar, look. Gibson.
Get that back, fuck.
You've met Ant and Deck and all in, huh?
Hey, yeah, really good crack, Ant and Deck. I used to be sitting in the dressing room quite a lot because Deck's family's from here.
Really?
Uh-huh. Deck's niece was a big fan of mine, so we used to go on and just chat to her. My mum and dad had all been sitting in the dressing room and all. My mum was loving it. Like, I used to go and smoke breaks with Ant and all.
Was he smoke?
Aye, fucking him was a madman.
Did he ever tell you about his cheating or his affairs or anything? Did he not tell you anything about that?
He was off fucking.
He was off race. He crashed the car on there. He killed a family or something. He had his moments, but
we all do.
He's a lot better for it. That's the thing, man. Seen her fucking away off rails with like.
I mean, I've been off rails for about 10 years. But I'm still going strongly.
But are you single?
No, I'm married.
If you married, if you wins.
I'm married with Chad now, mate. 6 year old, that's class.
Wee boy,
6,
What do you call your
age?
You?
What is?
Look at me, fucking 14.
What age would you think I am?
I'm 30. You older or younger than me?
Older.
35.
Fucking hell.
I'm 31 in May, so I don't know more than you have. What month are you born?
April.
So you're older than me?
Yeah? You're older than me.
You fucking do it your time.
Both of you do it your time, I'm older.
That's no, he's a baby face too.
But I can't grow hair on my face. That's the only difference.
You can. You've got a wee fucking...
That's only coming in, mate, the past 2 months.
What age are you?
32 this year.
Are you fuck? Oh. You're older than I am?
Did you know he's got a YouTube channel? 26,000 YouTube subscribers is hard. Like, and he makes like superhero costumes.
What about 2 years ago? So
what do you do?
Like do like no costumes and all, like really detailed stuff and all. Really? Like, you get good knowing that.
I fucking love watching stuff. I'm big on the like Batman and all that. There,
you're talking. He's got a Batman tattoo.
Man, see a Dark Knight series.
Thick as well.
That's Gavin's. I
would have watched it nearly every week.
I could as well.
I used to have a big fucking surround sound in the house, with a DVD player,
powerful.
And I got the 3 set. One of my fucking friends stole them.
So they did. Filthy bastard, get them back.
Swear to God,
4K resolution.
How much stuff have I had stolen? That's a guitar. My Batman.
The full trilogy.
It was proper DVD.
Dark Knight is the best.
I'm going to add Hans Zimmer on Wednesday.
You were the same magician. That's the second time that's happened.
Why? Who the fuck's
magician? That's what you're about to say.
Well, no, why? Because I was watching The Prestige, which is
you love it.
Another one of
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan and Hugh Jackman. Have you watched it?
No.
What do you call Alfred? What's his name?
Who did you say? Christopher Nolan.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan directs it. Michael Caine's in it, which Christian is Bale's Alfred from Batman. Christian Bale.
Alfred.
That's all he calls him, Alfred.
Alfred.
Alfie.
Big Alfie.
Big Alfie.
So he's in it. Hugh Jackman, you know, the Wolverine.
Oh,
Batman's in it. Mate, it's about their magicians. Magicians,
I think I might have seen someone about it, Christopher Nolan, but I love any film he
watch that when you go home, mate. It's fucking
You know what? I might do that tonight, though.
Yeah, nah,
I'm not really ending for you because there's a big shot.
The Prestige is one of the best films out there. I'm not one of
The Prestige?
The Prestige.
That's what it's called?
The Prestige,
And it's just one of them ones where you sit there and you watch and like, boys, we're talking bollocks, but see by the end of it.
At the end of it, you'll go, fuck, it's one of them ones.
It's classic. Like, don't build it up for him. There you go, you'll go home.
Nolan does that with a lot of his movies. It's great. See Dark Knight Rises whenever... He's sitting at the end of that restaurant.
He gives him the nod. He's
it's unreal. But how would you not go over and chat to him? You know what I mean?
But some people think that wasn't real. That was in his head.
That's real.
Robin was a cop. Go suck my dick. Go suck my big wild. I like it up until the Dark Knight, but Dark Knight Rises is just like... I see them in colours. I see them in colours. Like, the first one's brown, second one's like a blue, and then the third one's just grey. And that's the shittest colour of all.
Why do you not like? I think
first two are fucking
amazing. Tom Hardy was brilliant.
I can do it.
Why would somebody shoot a bear before throwing a bear to the plane?
I
love you, Jordan. I used to
do that all the time at parties. I can do it. No, Ronnie Cray. I can't do it now. Actually, forget about it.
No, Trent.
Hear he came out. He was gay too.
No, Ronnie's gay.
Ronnie and Reggie were both gay. Reggie came out as gay. Reggie had a husband in jail. Now, don't come after me. But Reggie had a husband when he went and said. And they both were very, yeah, monogamous.
I love that film, Legend.
Oh, that's one of the most powerful. My brother loved The Craze. See, growing up, just gangster film, but especially The Craze.
Craze are good, hey?
That's the one there.
Gangster Twins? But Martin and Ross Kemp played them in the 90s, and then Tom Hardy did them this time.
It's good the way he's... They actually fight each other, and it's the same actor, which is class, because how the fuck would you do that?
Tom Hardy can do anything. He walks about in balaclava.
But there's not two Tom Hardys. Do you know what I mean? It's one person fighting himself.
He stabs himself in the mirror. He just gets...
They'll have somebody in double, I'm not sure.
That's hard to
pop. Tom Hardy will probably have a stunt double. So I'll probably use a stunt double.
That would probably be me, to be fair.
But no, you'd want doubly paid. You'd demand double paid.
What height am I? We've had this conversation on 5'3".
You're 5'3"?
Yep.
He went there, you're about 5'1" then?
2, 5'2".
Are you fuck?
You know, it's hard for people to tell looking at the camera. You're shorter as well. I thought you were taller.
I actually thought you were taller.
Why the fuck are you coming for me about being short?
We're all small boys. Yeah, I'm tiny as fuck.
I'm 5'11".
Oh, fuck.
Are you? The biggest one I was so starstruck, our one of our guests was DJ Tommy Techno. He's fucking massive.
So he was, mate,
he's
just
fucking...
I don't know who it is.
You would Techno Grandad. Techno Grandad, have you seen TikTok.
Oh, fuck, aye.
He's always doing the rave tunes.
Did you go to Bangkok all the time?
Yes.
He's so cracked. He's so cracked. Yeah.
So, you want to see how tall he is?
He must be about 7 foot. No wonder he's going to fucking Bangkok.
Oh, no, he's banging more than that.
You're right.
Hello, he was good crack.
I enjoyed him.
So here, can you not?
I keep burping there, and all I can smell is that fucking undead night there.
Where'd you go?
I went to that place in Common Market.
Oh, did you? Was it nice?
Another rap.
Do you even watch the chips and all on it?
Near man, Christopher Eats. Have you seen him?
I
think he's brilliant. So he put up a rap that I got there, and I was like, fuck, I'll go in there and try it. It's all right.
They're giving the food for free, so they have to say it's nice.
I don't think he was giving it for free.
You know, we talk about this.
Did you get given it for free?
No. Well, you get people that's contacting me. Like, would you come and eat here and blah, blah. But I'm telling them, I'm not bothering it up.
Have you got contacted about that competition thing yet, about the burger, and you hit the timer, the caviar and all that, and everybody did it? Seems to be everybody's doing that.
No, I haven't been asked about that, though.
So, do you be in Belfast much?
More recently, in the last fucking 3 weeks than I have been before.
Do you gig here?
I used to play up in Belfast years ago.
But do you not have a set bar? You were gigging, no?
Stop gigging in January.
Why?
Kids. I've noticed, right, when I stopped drinking, for one, I didn't like being in the bars as much. I'm started doing TikTok in the end of January, really. Mid-January. End of January, 20th of January, I think it was. And I've had more support doing that then than I would in the bars. See, when you're singing a bar, right, all anybody wants to hear is an upbeat. As long as it's a good song, they don't care how good you are or the quality you are. It's just as long as you can fucking sing a song that they like. You know, they'll be pissed at it, and the next day they'll go, they don't even remember you being there. Whereas when you're sitting on TikTok live or watching, you're connecting to somebody through a screen right there, and they feel that, and they want to support you. Whereas, you know, out in the bar, I don't think it's the same. So I'll sit on TikTok live. Even though I'm not making anywhere near the same amount of money, it's about creating a community and building a connection with
you. Your followers are flying up, so once you had 100k, 200k, something big's going to happen to you.
I'm not looking at something big. I'm just looking at the journey.
Something you love, huh?
I'm just doing it. I'm enjoying it. I want to put out good music. I'm just going to see what happens. Because before, I've always looked at, right, well, I'll get here next, and that's where I want to be. It's about the journey for me, this thing.
Who is your biggest inspiration then, like right now, as you see? Not putting you on the spot, take a few wee months.
There's an artist from I watched Darren Kelly, if you know him. Mm-hmm. I don't know him. He's from down south. Great singer. I went to watch him in Manchester, actually. And then there's a boy, Odra Murphy. He's from here as well. He's flying.
Where have I heard that name?
You would have seen him. He's sort of folky singer, but he's flying on TikTok. And he put out a song there recently. And that's the thing too. What people don't see. You obviously haven't heard of him. Do you know what I mean? Have you heard of him?
Nah. No. Is he culture? So,
I'll take your recommendation.
He's from. I don't know exactly where he's from.
I don't.
But he's flying. That's the goal. Just to get Spotify up and running, get it on a tour, get out and play to people. Yeah. Enjoy what they're doing. It's not about the... Because I always say, I want that I do the SSC Arena. It will happen someday. I don't want to be there now. That's get there in about 5 years thing. That's enjoy the journey. That's get on a wee tour and go out and play the nice wee gigs and, you know, get to meet people. There's a lot of people on support me. I'd love to go out and meet them.
How's your stage presence? How do you think your stage presence is?
A lot better now than it ever was. Well, when I was younger, man, I was getting a lot of fucking abuse. you know, before. Online.
Jealousy, mate.
That's it. Truth, like, that is.
But, you know, when you put yourself out there, you're going to get more. But see, back then, it would have been, it's easier. Now you probably wouldn't get away with as much as what you would have back then. Like, see, now I was going on a night out. I loved going on a night because I loved the attention. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't very popular and I got bullied when I was younger. And a lot of bad shit happened when I was a child. So whenever I got the stage that I was out and about, people were like, oh my God, felt good. Yeah. But then he also got the concert where like, fuck you, people don't even know me. Oh, you're full of yourself. And really what they didn't know was I was so insecure and I actually was struggling to love myself. That's the reason why I wanted to go out and get that admiration from more people because it made you feel good. But what happens then is that damages your confidence when you're hearing all this shit stuff. So I was very in myself, whereas now, especially when I stopped drinking, like having this conversation with you now wouldn't have been able to happen because whenever I was drinking,
you'd have been sitting with a beer with us then.
I'd been sitting with a beer, probably looking to go at it, you know what I mean? To try and get the chat. And then seeing how I started going at it, the chat that had been coming out of me would have been like,
shit,
just legendary. Shit that. And I'd have been slagging you and probably ripping the back of you, and then you'd be like, who the fuck's this boy?
That's me every
week. I'd have short fused too, mate. That probably would have been the bollocks out of me in the corner of that chat. Walk out, see you later.
Aye, aye. You know what I mean? That's the way it would have been. And I'm glad to be where I'm at.
Is there no, like, can you go on? Like, Brent's got talent again, but that'd be a thing you'd
I never want to. I actually applied for The Voice when I got sober, and I was like, oh, this could really pick me up.
Because good for your CV, you have a CV, I'll be on your CV, you could say.
They didn't want to take a chance on me, they basically told me no, because I was recently sober. And to be fair, I'm glad they did, because...
You shouldn't even say
it. Well, it was sort of my story, you know what I mean?
But like a sob story, too. You do need a sob story too, don't you? Well,
that was the thing I was thinking, I was just telling them the truth, you know what I mean? I'm just recently sober and blah, blah, blah. But it didn't happen, I was glad it didn't happen, because I'm on this sort of... Whatever I'm doing now, I'm enjoying it.
Well, you're on our podcast, mate, so you're doing something right.
I'm fucking
100%, mate.
Better from the days of the Holy Lands where you're taking the wingers.
I am telling you, man.
What was your maddest like time at back end?
We were on Limelight one night, and me and my friend got chat the 2 years, and we exchanged numbers anyway, and that was grand. And she texted me when she got back, and she was like, "We're at our house. Do you want to come round?" So I got the car with my friend, like, and I was band jacks, like, shouldn't have been driving. And I went round to the house, and he was looking to get stuck on their friend. And she was upstairs going, "Oh, fellas." He was like, I'm away, right? I'm away. And he was like, "Go on, give me the car keys." He was like, "Just give me a car." I was like, "Right, but just fucking make sure it's all right." So that was grand. Next day, I came round to get the car.
Upside
the car sitting there, knocking the door. Well, the house he was staying on. Yeah, man, that's there. His name was Elvis, too. See, fucking
great.
And he goes, I said, where's Adam? He goes, "Dad, he got scooped with the cops last night." And I was like, fuck up. Where's Adam? He was like, "Dad, he's on the fucking cop chat." I looked in the front of the car and there was a note. You know, whenever you get this hearing, the cops, like, so I phoned him and they're like, "We caught him driving your car. He was drunk driving." But he didn't fucking drive it straight back to the flat. He went round the town. Like a fucking dick.
You dickhead, Adam.
No, do you know what? He's a good fella, but I remember us having to go and like get him.
I've lost my license for drink driving in that town.
Believe it.
Someone picked me up. Do you know where Thompson's is? That town's like Big Brother, mate. There's cameras everywhere. And I was running down trying to jump in the back window of my mate's car. But running down that street, as if you're going down towards the courts. It's like a big road from a city hall down towards the court.
The police station is?
Yeah.
That's where he was. That's where I had to go. Oh,
that's where I ended up. But I jumped in.
You know the tracks at all the grey trackies?
I was going to Thompson, so I was wearing jeans. But
Thompson's?
I was fucking black. So I jumped in his back window. Obviously, that's caught someone's eye anyway.
Aye.
So they followed us right round. I was in the back of the car at this point because I climbed through the window. Drove right round to McDonald's. Do you know the way? I don't think it's there now, but there used to be a wee lay-by you could pull up outside McDonald's. And he pulled up there, and he went in the. He wasn't drinking. He was. I just bumped into my mate.
You jumped the front seat.
I jumped in through the back, right in the back window. So once he went in to get his McDonald's, he left his keys in his car, and I jumped in.
As I'm saying, yeah.
So I jumped in through the front seat, started the car up, and because I wanted to look in the window of the shop. Like, cause where we parked, I couldn't see in the McDonald's, so I started the car up and drove up so I could see in. And then
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them.
GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
So, anyway, he came out, he had his McDonald's and all, and then I got back out of the car, and I don't know why, but Thompson's must still be open. So I was going back to Thompson's, and I got, you know where Food Locker is?
Yep.
So I got the R, and the cops just pulled up in the Jeep, and just got out and just flaking on the arrest. I was like, what for? Because at this point, I was like, what the fuck have I done? I didn't even realise. And then the next day, I woke up in a cell, and they were like, drink dream. I was like, drink dream. Or I wasn't drinking. Show me the video, mate. They watched me the whole way around and took my license, fucking drink dream charge, fucking got a year ban, lost my license. And I've already lost my license, so I'm on to my third one now. I got done with no insurance. Like you, I watched your video.
No, it wasn't no insurance. I got stopped at the same craft place now.
Oh, I with no insurance?
No. I was speeding.
Were you?
I was speeding now.
But unless they have you on the gun, they can't do you.
No, I was speeding. Like.
Were you?
I was fucking fine.
Oh, well, hey,
lads.
Scumbags, we're two scumbags. Cops
are scumbags.
So am I. Mate, see, to be fair, like, I drove, and this is weird. I drove, like, I didn't declare that for, like, fucking years. You've done declare for 5 years, never declared to you about Christ.
Whenever I lost my license, I was driving around the car, waiting on
So I end up, I got by the 5 years thing, Christ, lucky enough. So now you don't have the clerk. So I'm driving, this was 10 years
Where
ago.
Where do you learn all these wee, like, rules and tricks and shit? Like,
run around the wrong people.
You can only use no claims discount to one person. So when I was only 18, I had, like, my ma's.
And you were getting quoted, like, fucking all sorts.
Yeah, so my ma had her car insured to herself with her no claims on. But I just passed my test and I got bought a car, but I couldn't insure it because I had no claims. It was too dear. But I rang a different insurance company up on the slab without her knowing. Gave her details. Said she had whatever no claims. And I ain't going second driver. And then whenever they insured me, so my ma had technically two insurance policies. She didn't know about my one. And I was driving on her name for fucking years and got away with it.
How much was it?
Without her on it, would have been about $4,000.
I remember sitting there and you were.
But because I gave her name, she went first driver. They says, have you got no claims? And I told her my age. My man had like 15 plus years, no claims. And then I went on second driver. But you can only use no claims on one insurance policy. Do you know what I mean? So she already had them on her one. So if she crashed her car, she was fucked. And if I crashed my car, I was fucked. But I didn't get caught.
That's all fucking matters.
As long as Gavin's sore, that's all that matters.
You've met Ed Sheeran, haven't you?
I sang them all.
What was that like?
Legend.
Here, tell us this. Who's the biggest blue ticker follows you? And did anyone ever keep in contact with you?
Sam Smith used to follow me on Twitter. I think he was looking at read me.
What do you mean he used to?
I deleted me. Twitter was the thing then. So it wasn't Instagram. Instagram was only really coming on.
Formerly known as no X. TikTok.
What?
Formerly known as X at this point.
It's X now. So Twitter was the thing then. And that's where everyone was following. I had a blue tick on Twitter and all that crack. I had a blue tick on Facebook, but then I lost my Facebook page and all that stuff doesn't really fucking bother me. But at the time, Sam Smith followed me. And do you ever mind Boy George? I had all these fucking young boys.
What one Sam Smith? Is he?
The devil guy.
Boy now, it's
does he have the long blonde hair?
No.
He's bald. Oh, Sam Smith, him, he's a. I don't like the way he carries
and that's
on
weird
on
for
TV,
me
you
know, when thinking back at it. Like,
creepy old man.
I'm Boy George. No, Boy George, too. He's gay.
That's iconic. Like,
see, but is Boy George the one who's an I'm a Celebrity? He's like 50.
No, he's comma.
That's iconic.
He was an I'm a Celebrity last year.
Eh?
He was an I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here.
That's comma.
Was he only? See, like,
he messaged me and everything. He put up a tweet and all about me.
That's the face, so Jordan. That's the face.
Hey, well, back then, I was a lot nicer, I think. That's skinnier, anyway. Like, I kind of eating fucking. And then wraps every fucking day. Can't believe I had that today for my lunch. I feel like shite now, you know.
That's me on a daily basis. Like,
you look well, bud.
That's a good metabolism, mate, but
that happens when you're 5'3", isn't it?
Yeah. 5'3", Have you ever heard, do you ever see Wee Lambo, the one does the podcast? I don't know, have you ever listened to his music?
No, I haven't.
Nah, mate, he's a rapper.
Is he?
Mm. Do you ever hear, do you not heard the song Transition?
I probably would.
Joe Kelly 4X?
I know Kerry Forex. I've heard of Kerry Forex.
It's weird how...
Is Liambo the one...
They're fighting with?
Yes, no, the one I've seen the video of him talking about it.
Liam's usually the host here, right, but he's at the match.
What happened to him on Kerry Forex?
So they were in a group called Cahill.
Right.
Liam was actually in Australia, and Cavi was in the shed, and he was fucking... They were in Thompson's, and they came home, and they got a bottle of fagger, and they drank all night. He went live on fucking TikTok, blocked, it's at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Sean Paul was lying on the ground sleeping, and he was recording him going like, look at this fucking retard. And like they're like G-Unit or whatever the fuck it was.
Who said that?
It's as bad as MP. So
you know yourself. And
what does he say with that now? Is he?
So they all broke up. So but
because of that?
Aye.
Liam's like very high on respect. Like Liam's very like 100%. Mate and... friend oriented. So
what did Kevy say about that? Was he?
We apologize.
No, he went up to their doors and all apologized, but it was just never going to work after that. But
fortunately,
it was
not for lack of trying, Gavin. Not for lack of trying.
I know fuck all about it. Like,
but it was
all. If it had went, then the what up maybe did things. Like, Liam's still going through things. Kevy may still going through things. So's SP, but. I mean, together, it was a moment in time, like last summer.
They were doing class, like as a group. Yeah. They were fucking, like, there's not many, like, rappers.
I'll say even that team first.
Like, well, you've obviously got the kneecap boys.
Kneecap are from right here, like.
They're flying.
Yeah, they probably could have done something, but it was just never going to work, like, just after all that. There was a couple of other things happening in between.
That's what happens a lot of groups. Yeah. You know, they have so much potential, and there's always someone that fucking... And, like, it's bands, too. You've seen our bands are getting together, and then there's somebody writing the songs, and he's getting all the money, and the rest of them aren't. They going...
Does that happen, huh? See, where One Direction, is their money split equally, or...
Well, they weren't really writing the songs at the start. They were getting the songs written for them.
Ed Sheeran was writing their stuff.
Well, he did write one of the little things. At the very start, it was all sorts of different writers. I would know one of them, Ed Druitt, as well. Very good songwriter. He was on Britain's Got Talent, I think. It's all fucking... They were making money anyway, that's all you fucking... They were definitely making money in, boys, that's for sure.
Here, tell us this. See, you going on Britain's Got Talent, like semi-finals, late shows. Can you wear your own clothes, or are you told what to wear?
Well, I had an argument with you. One of the people was looking at them, he was a boy called Tom Byrne. Tom Byrne was Sam McCoy's right-hand man. He looked after One Direction, got them they were need to be. And he was at me, we were at rehearsals all the time, chatting with me. Told me to look after me after the show, but I never really heard from him afterwards, which was a bit shit. But anyway, he was telling me, don't you be, you want to wear what you want to wear, you wear what you want to wear. And I think he was doing that. They get, you know, make me push back, and the Britain's Got Talent team was going, no, you need to wear something, but more, I wanted to wear a t-shirt in the final. No, you need to wear a shirt. And I was like, well, I want to wear a t-shirt. And they were like, no, you have to wear a shirt. So it's just back and forth. And to be honest, I'd have been like, I'll wear whatever, I don't give a fuck. But back in, because your mom was telling me to do that, I was like, oh, well, fuck, I'll do what I want. They tell you what they wear.
Do they,
Tell you what they sing. They tell you to really.
What song
you don't
sing?
Go, I'm singing this and that's up. They go, sing us songs and we'll tell you what we want to sing.
What did you sing in the final?
I sang Katy Perry Firework, which was a disaster.
Why would you sing
I love that,
song?
Nah.
To be fair.
Why would you sing that song?
It's not bad if you can do it in a certain way.
See, if you can do it in an interview. There's you
that song
interview.
Does my head in.
It's not a... But the thing was, that's what they picked.
Do you know what's a good song? And I'll give you this here, because you can steal it. Britney Spears, Every Time. Mate, I see song by...
Did you root me out in the live, no? Oh, somebody came on as all...
Did
you? No, I'm being serious.
Somebody came on as all... It was you! It was you on the live.
Was it me?
I swear to fuck off.
I seen it, guy.
It was fucking you.
What was the name? What was the guy named Normie?
No, you were on the Working Class Podcast.
Do you want to know why I seen a guy sing it? He's called Kieran Moore, and I actually asked him to come on the podcast, but he's from Dublin, and he sung it, mate. I was like... That song is unfucking real. Like, sung by like a male fucking.
You asked me to do that in the life.
You didn't even do it. Can you do it? Do you know what?
I don't even know it.
They're The Greatest Showman. Fuck, everybody loves The Greatest Showman.
That's a great, great film. That took me years to watch it.
Dad took us on a cruise, right? The America. We're in the Caribbean, and me and my muscles went home one night, went back to our room and put on The Greatest Showman, but it charged it to my dad's room, and he went, fucking mental, he's all me, fucking bought this fucking Audi, and you're in buying fucking movies for $3, you stupid cunt.
Fair play, that was the best fucking $3 ever.
There's Hugh Jackman.
I film, it took me years to watch it. I would always look at him, and I was not shit, funny, and I ended up watching, I was like, as you get older, I was like, fuck.
Hugh Jackman's a legend, you know what I mean?
And so Zac Efron was good in it too.
I used to love High School Musical. See Vanessa Hudgens, I fell in love with her when I was younger.
Vanessa, what one's that?
See her news late years ago?
Eh?
Her news leaked years ago, and we were like, "Oh, about it." Was that real? Fucking right, they were.
I heard it was like fucking CGI.
Apparently, she was sending them to Zac Efron.
That's who got leaked. Then
sure, why would he be sending him about?
Because her boyfriend, girlfriend.
Is that Gabriella?
Aye,
is that Ash Cora? But Gabs are fun. I remember the song.
See, millennials, they know. All millennials will know. See anyone younger than us, they'll.
We had the best High School Musical.
I was away in a cabin where my missus are 2 days ago, and
where
it was Conmore or something. It was like a
where
week. Conmore. It was down. I don't know where the fuck it was, but it was a wee cabin anyway. But in there, it had a game called Millennial.
Right.
It was a wee card game, mate. And I felt like a fucking genius. I was all fucking right. I was like, it was so easy for me.
From questions from before 2000.
That's so here, what about your studio? So see your studio down in Derry. Is there any like artists or acts?
That's good. It's starting to pick up, which is great.
Yeah, do you hire a producer or would you?
No, I do it all. I produce.
Oh fuck!
Mixing, mastering the whole thing.
Do you go to school? Like
no, I sort of learned. Well, I did go to a course. They get me qualification. They say right, you're good at it, but everything.
You could do a podcast, hand this fuck him, mate.
100%.
Easy.
Some of the stuff that song I released, Caledonia, I produced myself. It's getting better and better and better. The more when I got sober, I went on and really. Cause see the thing is, whenever I was drinking and partying, I lost a wild lot of memory.
Right. So,
Were you bad?
5 days a week.
Well, pick your poison. What was it? Drugs or alcohol? Or both.
Both, but it was anything to get away from myself.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Doesn't like
something. Chasing the dragon or just
you know you want me taking coke unless you're drinking.
I would know I chase the dragon.
I drank to get away from my problems, right? But then whenever I don't even like drinking. I liked about having the first two beer. Then afterwards I didn't like it. Then I go on vodka. But I was drinking maybe on the bar a double. But when I got home, maybe a quadruple. Fucking, I would have got a pint glass, right? Had it filled it with ice, and then filled it with vodka sort of up. You know, whenever it sort of bevels out. Top of the pint glass, but up there, wee bit of water, wee bit of blackcurrant, and any of my friends will fucking vouch for me. I used to drink, like, I'm in the tiniest bit of blackcurrant. It used to be like,
you're being too opaque,
it was shocking. Like coming out there, there's like cream.
As long as you had a mixer in it, you were just,
it's just a wee bit of, just a wee bit of taste from it, a wee bit of water. That'd have been probably Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday.
Oh, fuck.
So 4 or 5 nights, sometimes 7 nights a week. Yeah. And I'd have been on every night.
That's me every week, for fuck's sake.
You love it.
Sitting in my kitchen where my mate.
You're a good crack.
Hey, look, and to be honest, as long as it's not ruining your life.
Yeah.
For me, it was ruining my life. My missus hated me. I'd never seen my kids.
Were you with your missus?
I've been with
from Piscataquis?
No, I met her about a year and a half after. So
you must have still had a lot of hype.
But in Derry, no, because everyone would have seen you all the time.
Right?
It's like knowing every. So say right, you see someone on TV, right? You see them for the first time. You be like, "Oh, that's fucking." I've seen you see them fucking every week. You're like, "Oh, it's probably like your man KV4X, right? If I ever seen him, I'd be like, "Fuck, that's your man KV4X." If you seen him, like, "Oh, that's KV." You know what I mean?
KV's my best mate.
But what I'm saying is that's what I'm saying for you. So going about, if I came to Belfast, nobody really seen me. They'd be like, "Oh, fuck it, sure." Not anymore. And to be honest, now that I'm older, it doesn't really. When I was younger, I was looking for it. Whereas now, I'm not out in bars. Like I was in Calm Market today. And I just went, I'm going to bite the eat. And I was like, fucking up.
Did anyone recognize you?
I did see a few people, but I'm not going to say that because I don't even sound like I'm.
Look, you don't want to blow smoke up your hole.
Aye, basically. But, you know, you're sitting there and people are just fucking.
Can you feel it on you?
Like, I was sitting watching the match and I'm trying not to look. And I looked down your room and was like, that's.
John, you're going to get it after next week when the episode comes out.
Do you know what I was
thinking? He's going to get it next week. He's going to get it.
People are going to be
looking. This is his first time on camera now. So yeah, this will come out next week.
You'd be shagging under the back of some bitch. How's he gonna bust us? Never once brought that up. That's not my fault.
That's what I said. Nah, that's Jordan.
Everybody else has chatted with their muscles. You never brought me up once.
See, like,
don't put that on there. He's cut that out.
I know. He adds it too.
I know. Some city be cut.
Yeah. So see, like, obviously being Prince Gartant, like fanless and like all over the papers and the news and like everything. See, once that ends, you just go back to normal life.
That's
like
the hard part. Aye. I came home high and played FIFA in the house for 2 days, curtains closed.
Fuck, what's that like?
It's depressing, man.
Really?
That's when it hits you because you're in such a high. Like, you imagine, right? I was for 2 weeks, I was in that world one, running around with all the mirrors, down in the thing, press everywhere.
Superstar.
Superstar.
Just down the back.
See, when I was walking out of places, people just following me.
Is it humbling, is it? It's like,
no, it's not. It really, it sends your head on the, especially at that age, especially when you don't have anybody, when you don't have anybody, but even at that, I don't think anybody could have. If Sam McCoyle had a plus arm and went, that's how you do it, blah, blah, I mean, like, oh, lost in him. Yeah. Or maybe somebody higher up, but I thought I was a shit, you know what I mean?
18 is a very impressionable age.
Just what you're saying there, that's what happens. See, in Love Island, see when people go on Love Island, they are like literally brung in. They're the most famous people in the world for the 6 weeks or 8 weeks that it's on. And as soon as that show ends,
you're right,
like, they go back to just living a normal life. And that's why so many of them commit. Because there's so fucking, there's so many eyes on them. They've got all these fucking deeds going on. And see, once they bring next year's contestants in, they're just forgot about. That's and everyone else.
That's the problem with TV. So you ask me, would I go on TV show again? No, because I know for a year, 6 months, I'll be the flavor of that 6 months. Somebody else will come along. Whereas you create good music, you create something, a brand. Because essentially, what you're creating a brand here, the Work Class Podcast, that's a brand, right? Jordan O'Keefe, the singer, is a brand.
Yep.
Jordan O'Keefe, the person, is a different. You have to separate them two. So at home, I'm Jordan O'Keefe, the person. When I'm out doing this, I'm Jordan O'Keefe, the singer, or whatever. So I want to get eyes on the product, which is me, Jordan O'Keefe, music, the songs, you know, the production
side of it.
Doing a food review, or production, but even doing a food review. I had to get Jordan to do a food review, get him to sing a song. I had to get Jordan a pot. You know, these are all these things. They get people onto my music. So the music will last forever. But me on Britain's Got Talent, sure, it'll last forever, but nobody's going to remember. You create a song and people are going to sing in 50 years' time. It's something that interests me instead of going, oh, fuck you, man. It was on fucking... fucking
Pop Idol.
What do you call it? Pop Idol. Singing song. Man, you on with Gareth Gateson, fucking your man.
Oh, you're my fuck, Gareth Gateson. You get that, do you?
No, some of the stuff I've heard, like, is fucking... You won't believe it.
Are you still getting it now, like...
Hopefully not, after being on this podcast, these boys are going to fucking scare at me.
Vice versa, mate.
Is there any advice you would give to any young singers like these days? No, the internet and social media and all this
just
bollocks.
Just consistency. The problem with a lot of people, not even just young people, is people will stick up a video, and if it doesn't do well, they'll go...
Give up.
Whereas, like, and to be fair, I've been like that. Like, but when a video works, then you go, right, fuck. But see, even if I stick up a video and it doesn't do well, I'll be like, right, what can I do next thing to make the other one better? I start thinking about it more. And the next time it goes up, I'm like, right, I've cracked that one. It's on the next, on the next. It's a bad thing at times, but just being consistent, mate. Learning as much as you can. The easy way is not the fucking the best way. No. You know, do you ever hear that thing? If you take the easy option, it makes your life harder.
Yep.
Take the hard way, it makes your life easier. There's no fucking, and hard work is just that's up. There's
well, no, even there's, you now doing the production and even having, like, I didn't know you had your own studio. And that's the next level.
I was sitting at 4 a.m. nights. When I got sober, my missus, like, you've been on that studio 5 nights this week at 4 a.m, and I was sitting just learning every night, and every session I'm learning something new. Like, I have a band on there at the minute called Telly Zura, they're from Derry, and they're a rock band, and although I had done that before, this is the first time I've really done it in my studio, and it's went well, and they're
that's like, class. What, are you, like, managing that's them?
Class.
No, don't get me wrong, down the line, I love to do that. Like, I love trying to help people. Yep. See the feeling I get from somebody saying to me, thank you for doing that. Like, when I started on TikTok, I was just talking about addiction, and people were messaging me, no, I'm off of reels, and this is happening, that's happening. And just hearing, hey, I've been sober for 4 weeks because of you. And it's like, that's class. And I don't need to shoot it from the rooftops, I don't need to be posting on my thing. I'm talking about it here because it's generally what's happening. Like, there's somebody that I met, I go to church.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's a Christian church. We go every Sunday. I'm a sign man at church. So I go on and I do the sign for them at church. But there's a boy at church, and he's a bit older. And he came to me and he was like, I'm struggling. I'm drinking every night of the week. And now he's a month sober. I was just chatting with him today, and he was like, "That's down to you help."
And if you didn't do any TikToks, that's because you.
He's an altar boy.
I knew you were going to say. I knew I was coming straight away. I read mass. I go every week.
He reads mass every Sunday.
I read mass every week.
You know, Catholic. Catholic. It's more. What did you say?
He's been.
Helping. The Lord is in me.
Fuck.
Aye, so for my church, it's more, you know, there's every, it's not Catholic or Protestant. There's right. Every different race there. It's amazing.
An
honestly.
Open church, like an open.
And we come in and we have a free full band.
That's class.
It's fucking cracker.
Do you use wireless mics or do you just go on the podium?
Well, he's on
wireless mics. No, so we actually, we're in a theatre.
Yeah.
Our church is in a theatre.
Because our local priest wants to be among the congregation. He wants to be among the congregation. So he actually wants to.
Wireless head mic.
Wireless head mic. Could you actually send Gavin the brand that you use?
Boy came over from America. They do a talk. Ethan Vance called him and he came on. And I swear to God, he sounded like God was over the top.
Powerful.
He had this mic on. He was just, you know, one of them American deep voices. And we were like.
Like ethereal.
It was just unreal.
That's
but powerful. We got a mic then that a headset mic, it didn't work. But we just used wireless ones. Like.
Here, where is the Prince Scott Town Studio? Where is it?
Well, it's changed. It used to be at Wembley. Down the street. So we actually stayed beside Wembley Stadium. Wembley Stadium's here and our hotel was there. But it was down the street from here, but it's moved now, I think.
Did your family get set up?
They had to pay their own flights to come over. But I was over for like 2 weeks.
Pay for everything?
They didn't pay for them, no. They just paid for me.
Well, but did they pay for like your meals and your hotel and all?
Have you set you up?
I don't remember. I don't think they paid. I don't know. I don't really remember.
That's a stupid question, but
that's not actually.
I think I was buying my own because I remember there was a Tesco's and I was going on there getting meal deals all the time.
You don't think about stuff like that, like when you're here I'm on Britain's Got Talent, and you're like, I want to feed myself.
Saying this the whole week, this is how far away I was from it. There was a band that was on there at the same time as me called Illuminates, and Illuminates had a manager. What happened was they were up every morning in the gym. You know, fucking at themselves, eating clean, detoxing. They were telling me, oh, we're detoxing. I was like, what the fuck's detoxing? I was fucking sitting at 4 a.m. watching WWE, eating pizza, Domino's, you know what I mean? Watching the rocker turn, come on, pull my bar.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Israel.
And then them ones were going to bed at 10 o'clock, getting up. But that's what I'm doing now. You know what I mean? Whereas back in, I was like, fuck it. But obviously, I should have been doing that.
So see after, when you're in England, were you going out every night then?
Well, when I was in England, England's a different story. London's a different story. Like, whereas in Derry, you can go to Sugar Night Club or come to Belfast and go to Box. Whereas in London, I didn't really know where I was going or what I was doing. I would have went out. But the other thing, too, that's probably why I came home. I just love going out, man, and getting
loved.
I loved it. And at the time, it was good crack. But it's, and don't get me wrong, everyone that's younger can go out and enjoy themselves. It's whenever it starts. I watched that interview with Tom Hardy. He says, do you want to know about the good days or the dark days? And the good days is the ones when he went out and enjoyed himself and had good crack. The dark days is when he was sitting fucking on his own, freaking out. Like, I was sitting blasting my own, so you don't know, thinking, what's that noise? The fuck going on here? Them boys coming to my fucking house, even boys coming to my house at night, though. And I fucking battling. You know what I mean? Just stupid shit like out there. And then, you know, falling out with the missus, freaking out, thinking she's cheating on me. When really, I was, my eye was wandering. Do you know what I mean? And your head goes. Seeing if you're taking drugs and drinking, you know, you're never happy. Well, for me, anyway, I was never happy. I was sitting going, I can do better at this. I'm not happy in my relationship. I don't want to be with her. She's fucking not good for me. She's a problem. And then I started looking, her hair's nice, Dad. You know, and then really when you're looking, that woman was there looking after the children while I was out working and I was fucking about. And now
I'm sure you're so glad, mate, that you're fucking...
Well, she's fucking buzzing.
It works nice, so it does.
No, of course I'm glad. And I look at my relationship, my life. Like, see now, whenever we have an argument, before I'd have been, fuck you, I'm away. And I'd have been at the bar and got roped off for 2 days. So, you know, I can sit down and be like, and
then
sort of, and she would say to me, like, and I'm like, no, I'm not that same person anymore. That's not talk to me like that. That's talk about it as adults, and that's sort of it. And then she starts to go, you know, she starts to see then that it's not the old person that was talking there.
Does she talk with like an accent?
Oh, mate. But fun enough, we had a disagreement last night, and she started going, hey, and she goes on to it, like,
is it like Spanish or Brazilian? Like, really?
Oh, Portuguese,
Latino?
It's Portuguese.
Well, fuck up, Mr. Educated over here.
I know the crack.
He thought
somewhere. I know the crack. He doesn't speak Portuguese. That's Spanish.
I'll go to Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, fuck's sake. I'm basically fluent here.
Do you want that? I'd be somewhere where you'd actually fucking rip up as Rio de Janeiro.
Jesus, I can see you over there.
Oh, here, that place. That's a ghetto. Like, that's fucking.
Hey, you used to go on X now, it's called. And you'd see boys getting their fucking heads blown off and all these. you know, running around the favelas. I said, there, I'm walking over there. Fuck that.
I saw a concert.
So is her granny and stuff, they still are?
Aye, her, all her family. She's dying to get, to be fair, she's dying to get back, but she doesn't have a visa at the moment because, so whenever her visa was up, so she has to get a 5-year visa every 5 years. And her visa was coming up, and then...
Does that happen here?
It happens here. It's really
irritating.
Right,
those.
Her mother got her solicitor in London, who was like this really good solicitor, who told her to go through her stepfather. But she was married to me and I had kids, and I was like, that doesn't make sense. But we went list all because she was a London solicitor. Fucking got rejected. So then we had to reapply through me. That's 2 years ago. So I haven't heard nothing.
It is in America though, isn't it?
In America, you can get a green card,
So is that not the same thing?
Yeah,
I thought you could just, like, is there not people just coming over here? Like,
see, this is the problem.
And they're just getting housed.
That's why she's getting, her things just keep getting pushed back. We know somebody who's on, like, the House of Commons, and he's trying to get it sorted out and stalling
that,
like.
That's a matter of situation.
You know what? It's just the way it is.
They're trying to send ace into Boston. Did you see that? In the Boston.
What is it?
They're trying to send no ace. No, the immigration, whatever it is.
ASA or ACE?
ACE. Like, there. That's the Americans' branch of immigration,
right?
And they're fucking trying to go into Boston to get out all the illegals, and the fucking Boston's like, Balix, try and come in here and we'll bait the Balix out of you. He's trying to come in and take our people, and we're fucking going to bait the country because we're all immigrants at some point.
Exactly, that's it.
So
it's mad though, it's just mad. So we haven't been on holiday together in 2 years.
Oh, because you can't
leave the country.
Oh, that's fuck.
So that's, she can't go back to Brazil, she can't go back and see her family. Like, her granny died there not long ago. That's the funniest, the first thing about it. Is her granny and all still over? And
I
was like,
her
granny's gone there, man.
I was touching straws there, saying that, because there's always a chance of granny staying.
Her granny actually said there, you know, I'm going to die and you're not going to get to see me. And then she passed. Like,
oh, fuck.
So, you know, you have things to get there, but hey, we'll get there. Once it comes, we'll be.
You
come back doing all sorts of tricks with football now.
I do want to see you play football.
Well, are you good?
Fifth Street.
Do you ever see him, Brazilians playing football? But they're wet.
Of course.
Yeah,
fucking
the
Show me and Neymar used to kick ball down.
The weather's so good. Like, it's because they play football in the sand, don't they?
Aye, the boss is dead.
They football in those fucking shoes.
Oh, that's why. All the Brazilians are the best. Like, they're the best of skills. See, my all-time favourite footballer is Dino. Like, Ronaldinho.
Dino
was the fucking... Mate, did you ever see him wear a ball? Like,
of course, mate.
No.
Shut up. Obviously, watching. But like, Ronaldinho's
an unbelievable player. Like.
My favorite is
all-time favorite player.
You're going to say Jamie Carragher or something? There's Steve Gerrard here. I don't want to hear it.
No. Jordan Arisa.
Oh, I'm only joking.
You're going to tell me Steve Gerrard.
No, Messi's my favorite. Obviously my favorite player.
Messi, he's still playing. Who's their best retired footballer?
Steve Gerrard. But Gerrard was a different. Anyway, see, now when ex-players come out, they'd be like, Gerrard was an all-level footballer. That shows you how good he was. Even Paul Scholes came out and says, like, I couldn't have done what Gerrard done. And he, like,
there's a Frank Lampard argument there too, isn't there? There's like, Gerrard's, it's always same three.
So, boys even says, who was it? It was Carragher, and somebody else says, an England training. You just seen how good Gerrard was. He was miles above everybody else.
I wouldn't listen to Carragher.
He was a leader, like.
Look, it was Carragher and Neville, and I think it was somebody else. I think it might have been Scholes. He says, an England training, you'd seen. Like, when people says about him and Lampard, he says you could just, it was no debate. Like,
they were the glory days.
It's mad night. There's no one really giving you that.
Kevin De Bruyne was good, but he didn't give you that.
He's KDB's past his prime. Like,
he's going to McDonald's too much when Wayne's. Do you ever see him going to McDonald's on Wayne's all the time?
Didn't something happen between him and Courtois? Wasn't Courtois banging his missus or something? Like, they both play for Belgium.
Uh-huh.
And he was, there was something happened there, because they play in the same national team, but there was, I can remember, was it all over Facebook or something? Did you hear that?
I heard it, so De Bruyne got injured, or something like that.
By accident?
And the missus fucking snicked
on. She
was injured. She was getting double-teamed.
Do you know who Courtois is?
Nah, he's French.
He's the Madrid keeper.
No, he's Belgium. Right. He's a
very good keeper.
He's from Chelsea.
Oh, he's not that good. He couldn't keep his missus.
No,
it was all about De Bruyne.
Oh, fuck. So he was a good keeper, and he took more cunt shit too.
He kept
De Bruyne's wearing a city man, so if De Bruyne's watching...
I highly doubt that Brian will be watching this now.
Going to ask you if you have any gigs coming up. You don't do them.
Well, no, I do. I'm playing one tomorrow. Well, up to this podcast, I'll not be.
Next week.
But Monday. I'm playing tomorrow down in Valla and Port Stewart. I'm actually, so what I'm doing is I'm I'm picking gigs. Say somebody says to me, can you play this gig? And I'm like, because my diary is completely free. So I have nothing booked on at the weekends. So unless I have a wedding booked on or something like that. So somebody says to me, hey, we're doing this, we're doing an event. Can you come play? I'll be like, hey, happy days. I played a gig last night where there was a bar opening in Dungiven. And it was unreal. No, it was mad.
Sounded brilliant.
It was great. Hey, and I walked on and it was like, it was sort of people just eating. See, as soon as I started playing, people were coming on. There was a bar in the back. They all came on. They watched me. And there was people. I set up a TikTok live. People were watching when the live came up to the gig. It was fucking mad.
I tell you, I'd say if I had been a bit, I would have. I didn't watch it last night.
TikTok's a great app, isn't it? Like,
it's unbelievable. And there's a good side and there's a bad side.
Fuck, do you know? Did you get trolled? Like?
Not that I get trolled. I just get like ridiculous comments.
From user 1890. The fakest accounts ever.
Aye, 100%.
And John Pork.
Aye, and it's just shite. Just block them. That's simple.
Aye, because someone says to me, and I always tell everyone this, see if you're on live and people are giving you bad comments, people say mute them because it helps the algorithm. I say, block them because see the next time you go live and that person sees you, they're going to abuse you again.
100%.
So just block them. They can't see your stuff again. Like, get rid of them. They're no good for you. They're wankers. Get rid of them.
Somebody said to me, you know, it's engagement. But the thing is, I don't want negative engagement on anything. Yeah. And it's not to say, oh, you're, why would I want to hear any shit from anybody? And don't get me wrong, see, somebody thinks I'm a shit singer. It's not me not taking as a shit. That's
you're not a shit singer, but we all know what. You're not Britain's Got Talent finalist for being a shit singer.
100%, but, you know, that doesn't mean I had to sit here and take it, so I'm blocking it just because
people would sit and go, that's criticism. You're like, no, that's not criticism, dickhead. There's a way to criticize, and then there's a way to be a cunt.
Someone wrote a comment last night, but like, oh, you've... good singer, you have serious potential, but have you ever considered a singing lessons? And I'm like, that's from some doll Sarah, and everybody's her and her walking her dog, and I'm like, I Sarah, fuck
you, Sarah, and just walk up your hole.
Do you know what I mean? So
that's what you're against, mate.
Aye, but that doesn't bother me, but it's like, I don't want to see it. Do you know what I mean? If you kept looking at that every day, it would bring you down and bring you down. Get it out of your head.
Do you ever see Kevy's comments?
He loves it.
No, I'm saying? I've only seen Kevy. I don't really know too much about him or know too much. Somebody said to me too when I was a couple of days, he was like, yeah, we're getting to meet Kevy Forex next. And I was like, I don't really know Kevy.
He says that because you're coming on here.
I was chatting about it, but he says, what are you going up to Belfast? And it's only for him. I said, I'm going to do the Working Class podcast. And he was like, fuck, I see them boys. And he was like, you'll be on me, fuck, and you'll be on the road with Kevy next. And I was like, all right, okay. Right.
You'd be in the background with a guitar, Kevy be spitting chains right. Over it.
I'm in Ibiza with him.
me and Liam are going to Ibiza. We're away to Ibiza on. Fuck, what date is it?
I'm away to Santa Ponsa here on the 25th.
The 26th of June, we're away. We're doing two podcasts.
Can you pick me? I'll leave a missus here. She can't go nowhere, sir. Fuck it.
There you go.
Hey, funny enough, my friend was going to Boston today. And I was like, I'd nearly get back on the drink to go to Boston.
Do you know, mate? Do you know why? I would give my left hand to fucking meet Joshua Black, mate.
Put the fries in the bag.
You don't know him?
Put the fries
in the bag. Joshua Black.
Hold up a video.
Put the fries in the bag. Don't know him?
Bronx, bitch.
He lives in
it's a bad combination.
I know, mate. But see if you say to him, put the fries in the bag, he'll punch you or he bites his hand. He punches water. I watched 5 hour streams of him, mate. That's for fuck. My missus, I proper love him. I sit and watch him, and then like someone will just say it to him, and he'll just run over and just kick the car.
He's an alcoholic and he has
it's self-defense. He's like, he just kicked a parked car. And like, do you know him? He's like, we spacky kid, black hair.
No, I haven't seen him.
George the Educator for our...
No,
it's called World of T-Shirts
on
TikTok. Watch him when you come. He's a full-blown...
Joshua Black.
Probably not good for him if he's drinking.
He just literally, he just got a flight here one day. He just came here one day, just completely, don't know why he done it. He just came to Belfast and walked through the town, just got tortured upon his trousers all the time.
He hates us now.
There were Tory hates. They were just sitting shouting at him. Put the fries in the bag. When people say at him, he goes into like a wee episode and he starts getting all frustrated.
That man needs help.
He needs laptop, to be honest.
He's making
400 grand a year. I'm from the Bronx.
Is he actually genuine?
He's the most autistic person you'll ever meet.
He's a manager. And this guy's the mastermind, the
puppeteer.
Behind it all, sorry.
He has a manager.
He doesn't.
Mr. Bass
just milks him for views. But, mate, he's just a full-blown alcoholic.
It's like your man. You ever meet your man when he called him Beetlejuice? Used to be on...
Oh, I love him, yeah. Mate. High heels. I love him. But I always say this. I can't say fucking.
There's the old reason. All hard star. What color's a carrot?
I don't know about a carrot.
I think it's a carrot.
He's like, what did he say? Spell
plus two.
Spell BMW. He's like, BMW, W-H-A-D. You just said it. So that's why I think this cunt's a fucking genius. He's a comedy genius. And he's just he's playing all us.
What scary movie was he in again?
I think.
Was it scary movie?
The second one. But I do think he is genuinely a comedian. And he's just playing us all. Because some of the stuff he says.
It's like Paris Hilton. Have you seen Paris Hilton? She doesn't go on like the way she was on. She's actually playing a character.
Yep. He's playing a character. Did you ever see the video of him doing a handstand on a trampoline? He near breaks his neck.
No.
You never seen it? No. Oh, jeez, it's fucking hilarious.
Stash it on this video.
We'll put it up, right?
Well, Jordan, thank you for coming on.
Lads, thank you very much.
Anybody you want to shout out or anything you want to give a shout out to?
Go and follow my stuff and check me out if you like me singing. Go ahead. If you want to record a song, call me with a Red Studio.
Do you record studio? Like, people come to your studio to record music?
Aye.
Well, we could send a lot of people because we have a lot of rappers come on here and stuff. 100%. And they're always looking to record music. So,
what do you call a big, what do you call it? John Zoo?
John Sue, yeah.
John Sue's from
the Shotgun with her. I was born in Belfast. Shotgun shell blast.
John Sue's legend, mate.
Funny, he actually had friends out in Spain where we were going. We sort of been out there like a couple of times.
What?
Aye.
Doesn't sound like you're up to any good there, the way you said that.
No, we have a gaff out in Spain. So we go out and stay out there. But then I got friendly with a boy out there. And did he used to like sell weed out there or something?
Oh, he's probably all sorts of weed. There's fuck all wrong with you. But listen, Jordan, you're a fucking nudge, man.
Thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
I'm a monkey man.
Thank you very much.
I'm good to have you on. My first one broke my
cherry, so either.
No border.
Joshua Black. Did you see
his manager got arrested? Joshua Black, he's like this guy, and he's like extremely like.
He's like an alcoholic, but he's really fucking.
When he came to Belfast, I just think if I was him, I would literally like commit. I would go.
You sing about a Kevy Forex
transition.
What about chances?
That's not Kevy Forex.
Yeah. Who is it?
That's Limbo Slice.
Yeah. You heard it, folks.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.